Adeline von Alt-J. Die Band aus Leeds ist heute in Berlin zu Besuch. Sie stellen ihre neue Platte vor, ihre dritte, die heißt Relaxer. Und am Abend sind sie im Funkhaus in der Nahe-Leper-Straße, ein wunderschöner Konzertort. Da wollen wir euch natürlich herzlich einladen und netterweise dürfen wir euch on top auch noch auf die Gästeliste setzen. Und ich freue mich sehr, dass Joe und Gus heute im Studio sind und ein bisschen erzählen zum neuen Album und was sonst noch so passiert in ihrem Leben. Herzlich willkommen bei Flux FM.
Danke.
Hallo.
Sehr gerne. Wo ist mein Bleistift? Aber damit
ist auch schon erledigt. It's just over there.
It's just over there. Hab natürlich gefragt, wie es um Ihre Deutschkenntnisse bestellt ist. Und da kam jetzt außer, wo ist mein Bleistift, nicht viel. Aber immerhin, das ist beim Deutschunterricht hängen geblieben bei Joe. Und Gus hat gerade erzählt, dass sein Opa Berliner war. Er hat nämlich
I understood that.
Ja, genau. Das ist ganz interessant, denn eben väterlicherseits ist der Vater eben halb Deutscher, halb Engländer und der Opa kam aus Berlin und hat hier sogar war Arzt hier. Sein Opa und sein Urgroßvater war das auch und der trug den Namen Unger und im Haus Unger, das ist heute ein Studentenwohnheim, das ist nach seinem Opa benannt.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Absolutely. Have you been in that house?
I have been there. I've got a photo of myself outside it. We're doing a double thumbs up.
Yeah, that's great stuff. And all of your family members know that, of course, and every time they come here to Berlin, they go to Haus Unger.
Yes.
Yes, exclamation point. Now we're coming to Relaxer. No more personal stories, please. So let's talk about the new album, which you will present tonight.
Yes, we will.
You have presented it some other days in other cities as well.
We have had three shows in Rouen and Tilburg and Kortrijk in Belgium.
Mm. And in Rouen, which is probably in, where is it, in France?
Or in France, in Normandy.
Mensch, and you were born in France.
I was born in France.
Paris.
I'm just a very European person.
Oh my God, he's so international. Tell us all the details. How was it in Paris back then?
Oh, it was very cool. My parents had a fish and chip shop in Paris. It was the first ever fish and chip shop in Paris.
Is that true?
It's true.
Yeah. There's a picture of your dad you sent me.
Yeah.
So it's definitely true.
Oh.
So that was the first 2 years of my life.
And you know how good fish and chips should taste when you go to a restaurant.
Oh yeah.
So what should we pay attention to?
I think you should pay attention to the freshness of the oil. You know, if you're using old, dirty oil, not good.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Good fish. Yeah, good chips. You want the chips to be actually made in the shop because a lot of places just buy big frozen bags of chips and use those, but that's rubbish.
Das geht gar nicht. Das muss alles frisch gemacht sein. All in-house, fresh made,
ne?
That's much better.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And in Leeds, do you have good fish and chip shops?
Harry Ramsden's very famous fish and chip shop chain started in Leeds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Normally on the coast, well, the closer you get to the coast, the better the fish and chips.
Yeah, because the fish is much fresher.
Mm. Mm.
So, Joe, you weren't born in Paris, but you were born in?
I was born in a place called Southampton.
In Southampton?
Yeah.
When did you leave Southampton?
I never left.
You never really left?
That's all I think about. I left for university. So when I went to Leeds, that was the first time I moved out of the
first time you left Southampton.
Yeah.
And was it a big shock or was it great too?
It was great. It wasn't a shock. It was something that I was always prepared for. But it's so daunting, just the idea of leaving everything that you've grown up getting, you know, and meeting new people and smelling new smells and being in new environments. But it was a lot of fun, you know.
You're all still now together in Leeds still.
No, we live in London.
Since when?
Since 4 years.
Oh man, I'm really up to date.
That's all right.
That's okay.
I can't know everything. I'm sorry. So when you decided to make the new album, you didn't feel any pressure, as you say, because you were distracted anyway by other things.
Yeah, sounds reasonably true.
Yeah.
What was the distraction?
Well, I think we were probably distracted from the pressure by the enjoyment of being back together playing. You know, it's always really nice to get into the studio to work on ideas and, you know, hang out. And so I think that enjoyment outweighs any feeling of kind of stress or pressure, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We want to listen to a song of yours. It's called Hit Me Like That Snare. And I heard that it's about some interesting experiences. Some sexual awakenings, including two girls at a campfire. And someone is telling this story because it probably happened to himself.
Well, so the campfire story, that's from Three Worn Words. That's another song.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
Oh, man.
But this Sexual Awakening is...
it's still a very sexy song.
It's a sexy... Yeah, they're both sexy songs.
Mm.
Both fictitious.
What is sexy about it?
Well, Hit Me Like That Snare is kind of about a sex hotel.
Like S&M.
I can't even... Kind of I can't stuff. Meet your eye when I say that.
Is it? Yeah. Come on. I'm like your sister.
Yeah, that's even worse. So it's about a person that just goes into the sex mansion and experiences different rooms. So each verse is a different room. And... it could be based on experience. It could just be a story that came from our minds.
Mm. It's quite an interesting story and journey for us also for the next 3 minutes and 22 seconds. And this song, you were jamming in your studio and the producer accidentally hit the record button. How often does that happen?
He fortuitously hit it. I mean, I think he had the presence of mind to be like, that sounds all right. I'm going to hit spacebar. Yeah. And luckily we got a lot of it down in that first jam.
Yeah.
But normally you don't want people or the producer to hit that button because can you play more free when you don't know it's recorded?
Well, we didn't actually know it was being recorded. Yeah. I think we may have had an inkling because what we were doing is we were working on another song and we were meant to be recording that sort of like the workings out of that song. So when we started doing this, I think I actually even told Charlie to, are you recording this? And he said yes.
But I think that, you know, that if we'd gone in there going, let's try and work on this, let's go and jam a song, it wouldn't have worked.
Yeah,
it had to be spontaneous.
Yeah.
Also einen Song, da haben sie rumgejammt im Studio und ihr Produzent hat es mit einem halben Ohr hingehört und gedacht, klingt ganz gut. Ich drücke mal vorsichtshalber auf Aufnahme, was sehr glücklicherweise dann in diesem Song geendet ist, den wir uns jetzt anhören, der auf der Platte Relaxer drauf ist. Hit Me Like That Snare. Heute Abend sind Alt-J im Funkhaus. Hit Me Like That Snare. Alt-J. Die Band, die eigentlich aus Leeds kommt, die jetzt aber schon seit 4 Jahren in London wohnt, wissen wir ja alle. Relaxer heißt die aktuelle Platte. Heute Abend sind sie in der Naleperstraße zu Gast und stellen ihre neuen Songs vor. 8 Stück haben es diesmal auf die Platte geschafft und sind ein bisschen weniger als beim letzten Mal, aber immerhin. 8, von denen sie selber sagen, das sind ganz schöne Kraftpakete. So you said 8 new songs, very different songs, very muscular. Which muscles are engaged? Not sexual. No, don't understand this sexual.
No. The arms.
The arms are playing guitar or what?
Arms, fingers.
Necks for nodding your head. Because, yes, it's good.
Uh-huh. Your hamstrings.
Always good to get those.
They're a big one.
Warm.
They're a big muscle.
Mm.
And, your tongue's a good one.
Mm. Eyes.
Eyes for looking around to see where you are.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great stuff. The song that we're about to hear, House of the Rising Sun, which muscles are engaged there?
The fingers, because there's 20 classical guitarists all picking the guitar at the same time, so it's lots of finger muscles moving.
Yeah, that's a great story. And yeah. I will ask this after the next 20 questions. You're bringing this album out, can we say that?
Yes.
You're releasing it also as a cassette.
Mm.
No, the old good cassette. Yeah. Someone recommended that to you and you said, okay, let's do it on cassette.
Pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much. Yeah. It's, I think... Both Gus and I were kind of, at first we were like, do we need to do a cassette? Isn't that a bit too retro cliche?
A bit too, you know, kitschy.
Yeah. A lot of fans have to buy cassette recorders.
Yeah.
But then Tom was like, well, I really like the sound of a cassette. So why don't we give it a go? And we were like, okay.
Yeah. I also saw in an interview that the first cassette you bought was one of you. What was the Spice Girls?
Oh, yeah, that was me.
I thought that was both of us.
No, you got the cassette.
That's the first cassette I bought as well, first album I bought.
Where they're all on chairs and one of them, Mel C, is doing that.
I think so.
I bought Tina Turner, Best Of.
Oh, really?
In Hungary. It was a boring vacation with my parents.
Yeah.
And we were in a really little boring town and there was this little shop with old cassettes and I picked that one and we heard it all vacation long.
That's nice. Heaven. So if you listen to it again, it reminds you of that vacation?
Absolutely. And she also collaborated with Eros Ramazzotti. Do you know Eros Ramazzotti?
No.
Se bastasse una bella canzone. You really don't know Eros Ramazzotti?
No.
If you, when you, you know, decide to go to a concert,
yeah.
you go to concerts, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You're all Jay. I mean, hey. do you have like idols or really old musicians where you say, oh, I would love to see him or her for one time in my life? Maybe she's dead next year.
Yeah.
That you say, this is important to me. I would travel some kilometers to see this or that guy.
Yeah. I went to see Bob Dylan a couple of years ago. That yeah. was very special.
Yeah.
So your point being, were you going somewhere with that?
Okay. What about you?
Oh, I Sorry. Would probably like to see
Mark Newman.
The Beatles reform.
The Beatles reform. That would be nice as well.
Sure.
Maybe they play over here in the arena. Because Serge Gainsbourg, no, the,
yeah.
the other old man, like Charles Aznavour, he's, I don't know, 90 years old, and he played over there in the Mercedes-Benz arena. And
oh.
I didn't see him.
Oh.
I just...
He's 90.
He's
so
90.
Anus, who's Anus? Enos Marzio, who was the person that Tina Turner did a thing with?
Eros Ramazzotti. He's an
Ramazzotti.
Italian, a very famous Italian musician.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Forget about it. It's not, should not be of your business. Just just tell us a little bit more of your restaurant you opened.
Oh, yeah.
Was it also 4 years ago? No.
That was, no, no, it was a year and a half ago.
Fish and
two.
Chips.
It's a fish. No, it's called Dandy Cafe, and it's very cool, and we have coconut water from Berlin there. We have Fountain of Youth coconut water in the fridges.
Oh my God, that's really international.
Oh yeah.
Are you often there?
I am often, when I can be, I am there. Last year I was there a lot. I was working there 3 days a week cooking.
Wow. And yeah. people come in and say, can I see the cook?
Well, you know, yeah, sometimes, but not very often. People were more interested in the food than in me, which was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Joe, what were you occupied with when you were sitting in the kitchen doing something?
Well, I went to Dandy now and again, and I helped out. I cleaned. My girlfriend was waitressing at Dandy for a while, and then I was cleaning dishes. So I did that a couple of times. I've just been chilling out. Just been hibernating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all did a lot of chilling.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So now you have to work again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man. But it's fun.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Gut. Heute Abend in der Lieperstraße, da sind All J mal wieder auf der Bühne, stellen ihre neuen Songs vor. Relaxer heißt die aktuelle Platte. Und wir wollen einen Song hören, bei dem 20 Gitarristen im Einsatz waren. Ein klassischer Folk-Song, because in a way you are in the origins a little bit a folk band, you can say.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, we would agree with that.
Und diesen Song wollen wir uns jetzt gleich anhören. Der kulminiert in einem großen Finale mit vielen Menschen, die an den Gitarren sitzen. So the guitarists, they had fun. Have they played before with 20 other professional guitarists in a room? Must have been a nice experience.
Well, no, they hadn't. In fact, it was very cool. After they finished the session, they all went off to the pub together because they were so excited. They were all in the same room. They were like, we've never, none of us ever get together in numbers like this. So it was really cool.
And why did you pick especially this song to play?
Because it's a nice song, has a swell to it, and
it's got an interesting picking style, hasn't it?
Yeah, the picking style, the pattern, it's kind of like a bit of a tongue twister for the fingers, and I think, well, we really enjoyed the process of recording it, so we hope you like it.
Das hören wir uns jetzt an. Alt J mit House of the Rising Sun von der aktuellen Platte Relaxer. Heute Abend in der Lieperstraße. Bitte jetzt anrufen, wenn ihr sagt, da will ich hin. Und zwar auf das Beste aller Feste, auf die Gästeliste. 030 2000 9000. Und wir haben uns sehr gefreut, dass Joe und Gus hier waren. It was a pleasure having you here.
Thanks for having us.
Enjoy Berlin.
Thank you.
And all the things that come with it. And hope to see you soon.
Great.